This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When you get right down to brass economic tacks, we kind of have to keep shopping now, right? Stuck at home or not. That whole consumers account for 70% of this economy thing that we say all the time. But for a lot of people, buying stuff that's discretionary, anything that's not food and supplies to get them through this pandemic, feels kind of weird and maybe a little bit wrong. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into the ethics of non-essential shopping right now.
25% off Converse sneakers, 2-for-1 yoga pants, free shipping. Like a lot of us, Joe Belinsky in Illinois has been watching the sales pour into her inbox, but she's not buying much.
It just doesn't seem appropriate.
She says it feels silly to buy stuff she doesn't need, and she doesn't want to put warehouse and delivery workers at risk. But she did break down once. Lipstick from Sephora. It was half off with free shipping.
Is that a practical purchase? No.
Right now, Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says stores are discounting stuff they might not normally put on sale. A nice shirt for those Zoom meetings and sweatpants to pair with them. She says, big picture, buying right now is good.
If you've had your eye on something and it's on sale, you actually are helping a retailer manage its cash flow in the meantime. I mean, I don't think that that's at all a bad thing.
But what about those bad feelings? Surprise, disgust, embarrassment that you are so excited about a sale. Zoe Johnson-King teaches ethics at New York University.
People can feel a sense of disorientation where we're wondering, is what we care about out of line with what's really important?
She says it's normal to question the tiny things you can control when the world feels chaotic. And Johnson-King says, give yourself a break. If a fancy new coffee maker helps you start your day and a scented candle helps you relax when it's over, consider those joys essential items for your mental health. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.